Right, just to get you in the mood, Mark, I'm going to start the first audio bit of the trip. Do you want to say good
morning, everyone?
This is Mark, who's just had a lovely night's sleep.
I have, yes. I have barely ever had better.
Which says a lot for his normal sleep, I think.
Yeah.
So we're sort of, well, I was going to say sitting, he's lying. We're sort of still surrounded by my packing debris, which is going to be inserted into a rucksack at some point in the next hour and a half.
Good.
Yeah, I thought that would be a good idea, you know.
Yeah.
Hold on, whilst I just unplug this cable here. I'm not quite out of the bathroom, actually. I just need to grab a couple more things, but then I will be out. But in the meantime, I'm going to leave this here, and you can tell Audio Boo all you've been learning about Sarajevo.
And first, I'm
getting ahead of ourselves. Where are we going, first of all?
We're going to Sarajevo.
Are we?
Yes. Wow. And Mostar as well. A little add-on. And we're going by plane. Via Cologne.
It's unusual for us. We usually go by train to places.
Yes, it is. In fact, it's new. I don't think we've ever flown together.
And we have.
Have we?
Berlin.
Oh, cool. Flew into Berlin, didn't we?
It's a long time since we flew. It's 10 years since we've flown together.
Yeah, because I was thinking, well, we trained that trip, but we didn't. We actually flew into Berlin, that's right.
Yeah.
I really couldn't say. We're hoping to taste the local delicacies, I suppose. Especially the wine, which is meant to be very good.
Yep.
And the beer from the newly learnt about Sarajevo Pivala, I think it's...
A Pivala?
Pivala.
That makes sense if beer's Pivala.
Yes, exactly. Which is a brewery
in pretty much every country in the world, but it doesn't say beer.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, it's a universal language.
I wonder where it comes from. Oh, I see a P word coming on for work.
What?
You know, we do our. Do you not know? Have I not told you about our P words at work?
P words?
Okay. We have, very briefly, we have once a week at the end of.
So we're doing that. We're going to sample, I should imagine, some of Sarajevo's famous cafes.
Yeah.
To have some lovely views. We are also going to see the old bridge in Mostar, which is meant to be pretty special.
New old bridge.
The new old bridge, yes. It's old. It's about 10 years old, I think.
So it's a little younger than the Warsaw stuff, but of the same sort of little correctly. The UNESCO area in Warsaw that we visited back in 2003.
Yes, when, ironically, they hadn't built the bridge yet. Or built the new bridge.
Or knocked... Have they knocked it down by then?
Yes.
Blasted it apart.
They blasted it apart.
Was that 92?
That was 93, but we went in 2000.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Sorry, I was
10 years out.
They rebuilt it, according to the original specifications, and they have a history of diving off both bridges.
Am I looking forward to Mark doing this? I have my camera
already. Mark is not doing this, And when Mark had his dad for Bosnia, they told him that diving off the bridge usually kept the local emergency room very busy.
Yeah, but that's only those who don't need to know how to do it properly, Mark.
I don't know how to do it properly.
What you do is you jump off.
Yes.
And you bend your legs. Hang on, is it diving or jumping?
Bomb!
Have you got to go head first?
I think it's advisable.
Advisable? Well, if you don't mind shattering your head on the bottom.
Well, advisable as in it's advisable to do a shallow dive rather than diving your way into the water.
listeners, you'll be gathering that I won't be doing this either.
And also there's always a bit of me that thinks, I'm sure they have by now worked out the new bridge and everything, but there must have been a time in about 2006
when the first person jumped off.
I'm hoping then the specifications were right, because if they weren't, then I'm not going to come up again.
Did they move all the rubble from underneath, along with the bomb casings and whatever else?
Oh, sorry, we were just a few metres out.
Now, we should say, Audioboo, in talking about all this, that it's very difficult to talk about Sarajevo without talking about 20 years ago. But
yeah,
it does have a history which goes back a heck of a lot further than that.
It does have a history that goes back, yes.
It's already been back in the news for the centenary of the kickoff, launch start of the Great War.
A shot that was heard around the world, apparently.
It must be pretty loud.
Yeah, acoustics were probably pretty good. And that's not far from our hotel, I believe.
Yeah, a stone's throw or a
indeed.
A throw or something, I don't know.
Indeed, on the Latin Bridge.
Yes.
I think, which is...
Do we know what river Sarajevo is on?
We should do.
We should do. There's a difference, Mark, between should and do.
Sorry.
I've been
trying to sleep and read it at the same time. It's very difficult, you know.
With all the lights on.
Yeah. I can't remember what river it was on. Apologize for my awful
that's a funny name for a river in South Africa.
Is it the Majaka or the Maraca? I don't know how they pronounce
it. It's a tributary
of it, isn't it? So it's Maraca, I think.
Did it say what's the tributary of? In other words, does it go to the west or does it go to the east?
I have no idea. And it's more or less in the middle of the country, so it's not easy.
Because the Belgrade is on Danube, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it could feasibly go that way.
Yeah.
I know Belgrade's quite a long way away, but like sort of 150, 200 miles away. Well, I suppose it could go out in the... Well, it could go in either direction, basically. Rivers tend to do that.
They're
mysterious creatures.
My knowledge of geographical landscape isn't good enough to say where it is.
I wonder if our big map... Well, don't worry about it now, but I wonder if our big map notes contours and things. Don't worry about it now. We've got more pressing things to do, like
getting up. Yes.
Yeah.
Apparently, the computer mark, which I can't see, is known in international terms as BAM.
BAM. The Bosnian mark.
Yes. And it's Bosnia and Herzegovina mark.
Just missing it off the Herzegovina.
Yes, because BAM sounds better.
Well, no wonder nobody's heard of it when I've been asking for to try and buy it.
Yeah.
Anybody got any BAM? It sounds like something rather dubious.
Or some kind of
excuse me, mate, you got any BAM?
Or some kind of reconstituted meat, like kind of
funny. BAM, 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 BAM,
BAM. On that note, I think I should go and have a shower.
I think you should, and I think I should round off this boo. I've promised my mum that I will try and do some short ones so that she can listen to them without feeling that she has to commit about 45 minutes of her life. So I shall finish this one off. I'm going to finish it by saying that I am going to be hashtagging everything that I do when I remember to hashtag it. Number 2, BIH14, to Bosnia and Herzegovina 14, in other words. That's a way of following things, and I make no promises about how much booing or writing or photographing. Photograph uploading, maybe, videoing or anything else I'm going to be doing. I'll probably do lots. I can't, but who knows? I've made promises before, and we've made promises about blogging before.
Yeah, we have.
That didn't really work, did it?
No. Oh well.
So anyway, we'll be back at some point along the way. Anyway, so speak to you then.